Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel, or indeed coming for the very first time. And today, a few days ago, there was proof positive of Russian terrorism in the United Kingdom, with six men found guilty of the crime of arson. That's deliberately burning down a building when they set fire to a warehouse in London, the area called Leyton, because it's a warehouse which was containing aid to be sent to Ukraine, causing £1.3 million worth of damage. Now, mercifully, nobody was killed in this fire, but someone easily could have been killed. I don't think anybody was injured. So it's a very, very serious crime. I mean, this is not a petty fire. Wow. And obviously the fire brigade, they have to rush to put it out. They're putting that out, that fire. They may not get to another fire and people die as a result. You think, wow, the fire themselves could be injured or even killed. So it's an extremely serious crime. So Dylan Earle was the leader of the gang, and he was hired by Wagner Group, that Russian private military company. Now, mercenaries are illegal under Russian law, but the Russian state is incredibly pedantically legalistic and at the same time will grossly, flagrantly violate its own laws every single day. Wagner openly recruiting, openly having bases. Putin's chef, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who was head of it. Remember Prigozhin, who lied and lied and lied and lied for 8 years, saying that he'd never had any connection to Wagner before saying, I am the head of Wagner, and so on. A bit like how Putin lied and lied and lied and lied about the invasion of Crimea in 2014 before bragging, we've invaded Crimea. So you never believe a word that they say. You'd have to be staggeringly stupid to trust a word that he says. And so it goes on. So this guy has been awarded 17 years in prison, which is about right. There was also a conspiracy to kidnap a Russian dissident in London, but that one didn't come off. So the thing is, the long arm of the Kremlin is coming here. And so Russia is attacking the United Kingdom. It's been attacking the UK for almost 20 years. Remember the murder of Alexander Litvinenko way back in November 2006. And he was a British citizen murdered in the United Kingdom, become a British citizen a month before. And that's why he assumed that he was invulnerable, that Putin wouldn't go that far, but he would. Now, remember, before that, that was the zenith of Russo-British relations. So many rich Russians come to the United Kingdom, about a dozen flights a day between London Heathrow and Moscow Sheremetyevo from Russia with cash. And Putin thought he read the British psychology correctly. This was the end of the Blair era. The UK's embroiled in Iraq as well as Afghanistan. Didn't have the bandwidth for another confrontation, really needed the money, and so wouldn't take firm action. And he was broadly correct. And likewise with the Sergei Skripal murders under Theresa May, a bit of a stronger reaction. Partly Brexit was going on, he thought we had a lack of solidarity from the European countries. He was largely wrong on that. The UK economy was slowing down and so forth. And again, no matter how absolutely overwhelming the proof, Russia will lie and lie and lie and tell the most barefaced lies. No matter how stupid they look, they will continue lying. These guys jailed. Okay, so it was a breach of the National Security Act, not just the arson, but he was acting as an agent of a foreign and hostile espionage organization. If it was a friendly country, and even friendly countries spying each other, if it was the CIA, if it was French, what, Direction de Surveillance du Territoire, whatever, then that wouldn't have been so bad. Okay, so Jack Reeves, another Londoner, he got 12 years. So the National Security Act was passed in 2023, which broadened the scope of what's a crime, yeah? Other men, Nee Mensah, another Londoner, aggravated arson, he got 9 years. So aggravated arson, something that makes it worse than an ordinary arson. And so an Ashton Evans, so he was a petty a drug dealer. He found out about the kidnapping. He didn't inform the police and so on. He's also found guilty of planning to supply drugs. So Jakeem Rose, another Londoner, he's the one who actually set off the fire, and he carried a knife illegally and so on. So he got 8 years, 10 months. Ugnia Sasmena, who he arranged the vehicle to escape, and aggravated arson. Because remember, even if you don't set the fire, if accessory ship makes you as guilty as a principal. If you expedite it in any wise, if you encourage, assist, order, you're equally guilty as the one who does it by his own hand. And so it goes on. All right. You know, there were also a property belonging to Sir Keir Starmer was burnt down. Now, Starmer didn't live in there, but he hired it out. And I guess that is not a random attack. So Ukraine had owned the warehouse and they were sending goods there, the Starlink satellite terminals. I think there was some non-lethal aid there. So it was a major, major fire. Eight fire engines went, over 60 firemen and firewomen were there. Wow. And the guy who was behind it, Earl, he was only paid £9,000, was just, and he didn't even receive that. So never trust the Ruskies. I mean, so when they hired some American to give them some secret documents, they were then recorded saying, just get the documents, tell him to fuck himself. If we don't pay him, like, what's he going to do? Go to the police? And so on. So the foreign agents are expendable. I mean, I know the great illegals and people like Kim Philby or whatever, who went back. But, you know, since, say, 1961, they haven't helped out too many of the foreigners who work for them. They will just throw them to the wolves. So they wanted to burn down a restaurant wine shop owned by Yevgeny Chichvarkin in Mayfair because he's well known for denouncing Putin's tyranny. Anyway, so that was it. So they're willing to hire these sort of freelance criminals, and they've done the similar things in Poland. They also want to often hire Ukrainians, even those who are not pro-Moscow, who don't know who they're doing it for ultimately, partly to get the Ukrainian community a bad name. You let these refugees in, or why are we helping them when they're violent criminals and burning down our capital and stuff like that? Anything to sow discord, to set people at each other's throats. So, you know, they're going to carry on doing this. There's no reason. It's a matter of time before somebody gets killed. Now, you might say, yes, but they weren't doing this until we started supporting Ukraine. Okay, but the UK is legally entitled to support Ukraine, even obliged under the Budapest Memorandum of 1994, where Ukraine gave away its nuclear arsenal for free to Russia in return for security guarantees. And look at those security guarantees now. So otherwise, Ukraine could have kept on to it. The United States, likewise. So, yeah, this is kinetic. Things are going boom or just going up in flames. It's a mercy that no one's been killed. And I solemnly prophesy it shan't be the last time they do this. Russia thinks cost us nothing, a few thousand quid. We cause over £1 million worth of damage. We cause some, you know, ructions in the UK. We'll do it again for a very small cost. We inflicted a considerable cost in the United Kingdom. And then there are obviously a lot of the faint hearts. He'll say, oh, it's our fault. Let's just run up the white flag rather than help save Ukraine. Obviously, Ukraine would be the last victim. There've been cyber attacks on the UK. You know, some of these drones over British airports, was that Russia? I don't know. The small fire at a power station near Heathrow in March this year, was that Russia? Again, I don't know. There is a risk of exaggerating Russia's might and attributing every mishap to Russia. So it might be, it might not be. And so other things that could go wrong. So yeah, make no mistake, this is terrorism. It's unlawful violence anywhere in the world in furtherance of any ideological, national, religious cause. And so this was Russian hyper-nationalism, ultra-aggression. It's ill against the laws of the United Kingdom, and we presume it's against the laws of Russia too. Russia is not at war with the United Kingdom. If they were at war, okay, then that would be lawful, but they're not. Medvedev already saying, oh, this is war, these sanctions. Well, it's definitely not war. So why haven't you launched your nukes then? Goodness. And that's another thing is there was all this saber rattling. If you give planes, if you give tanks, if you give HIMARS, if you give Storm Shadows, and Russia has not taken military action. They've been this small scale stuff because they don't have the capacity to take on more countries. But yeah, see that Russia is a very hostile state. And I'm not remotely Russophobic. The Russians I really, really like. They're many good people in every country. I wish they were free of Putin. I wish they were at peace with their neighbors. And that could that would have easily happened if it didn't have the Putin criminal syndicate in charge. I mean, get rid of him. Unfortunately, that's probably the filthy 50, the top 50 people at least are just as bad as him, a few of them worse. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.